Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's certainly been a wild ride. It culminated by championship on Monday, cutting down the Nets as they absolutely smoked the previously undefeated Gonzaga Bulldogs, 86-70. That was the voice. Had a little more hair back in the day. The suits were a little different styles, but still the same principled head coach, and he's done an amazing job. And that is Scott Drew. You heard the voice back at his press conference, his introductory presser back in 2003. And as Teague and I chronicled the other day, Baylor was an absolute disaster at that point. It was ugly stuff. And maybe Scott Drew is the only person on the planet that could have saved it. I really mean that. When you look at what the school's values and Scott's values and everything that goes into it, and we're joined by Scott right now to talk about the ride, the championship. Coach Teague and Tierney, congratulations on the championship. Awesome performance, awesome season. How you doing, Scott?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you guys very much for having me on the show, and appreciate you just saying I lost a little bit of hair, because I looked at that and I said, dang, I lost a lot of hair.
Yeah, but you made a lot of money.
Yeah, that's right. And, Coach, you're like us now. We have absolutely none at all. So congratulations again. I mean, you heard the press conference, and I'm sure it's been replayed many times for you over the last few days or so, and it really is epic when you think back on it. But I got to ask and wonder, you know, anywhere along this journey, because it's been a long 18 years for this Baylor faithful have been waiting for that national championship. Did you ever have doubts that it was ever going to happen?
Well, we're all human, so you have doubts at times. But when you're, it's like opening a new restaurant. When you're first starting, you're so busy trying to just survive and grow and improve. And then you're blessed to with us, obviously, hire a staff. And iron sharpens iron. When you have down moments, that's why you have assistant coaches and people to pick you up, just like teammates are there to pick you up when you screw up or when you doubt or anything. So I've just always surrounded myself with I tried to get people smarter than me, more energetic or positive than me. And iron sharpens iron, so we kept moving forward. We kept growing together. And then along the way, obviously, within 5 years, you go to your first NCAA tournament, and then 2010, you're knocking on the door, the Elite Eight, you lose to Duke, who wins it all. Then 2012, you're knocking on the door, you lose to Kentucky in the Elite Eight, who wins it all. And then you have a lot of success also along the way, the last 3 out of 5 years, ranked number one. And then obviously this year you break through, you get to the Final Four, you win it all. And that makes it all worth it. I know you joked about you made a lot of money. You know, life, whatever we make in life, we ain't taking any of it to heaven with us. What matters is the relationships we have with people while we're here. And to see a Baylor family celebrate, to see their excitement, to see the administration and the alumni and our past players and staff's excitement, that's what coaching is. It's like a parent seeing your kids happy when they're opening Christmas presents. Makes everything worthwhile.
Well, listen, Scott, you're right. You can't take it to heaven. So by all means, you want to cut me and Teague a check. We're all our arms are open here, buddy.
That's why I like you guys. You're always thinking, man.
Hey, listen, that's what we do. Let me ask you this. Every successful coach that has authored a very unexpected turnaround, right, whether it's from the depths of NCAA probation or in other situations where it's just not a basketball school and they somehow turn it around. You know, the early part, I think it was the first 4 or 5 years, you guys had 36 total wins, only 13 conference wins. But every coach who authors that turnaround, there's always a moment, whether it's you win a recruiting battle that changes things or you win a game that changes things. I know it's about the program, but is there an early moment where you look back and say, that's where we really crossed a bridge?
Great question. I think to me, the biggest one was we hadn't gone to the NCAA tournament in a long time. And the first year we make the NCAA tournament, Joe Lunardi said we're in. So, I mean, when he says you're in, you believe you're in. We have a big party there. and we're down to one team to be called. And it was 6 versus 11. And we're the last team. And you know what? It never entered my mind. What happens? You have all these people here, and then you don't get picked, you know? So you get to that last team, and you're like, crap, what am I going to do? You know? And I tell you what, when we got announced the celebration, I think the momentum from that just kept carrying over and moving on and allowing us to move forward. And I tell you one thing that a lot of times, you know, when you win it all, then everybody recognizes you. But since 2008, only us in Kansas have won 18 or more a year in the Power Five.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many great programs. I mean, 2 schools to win 18 or more since 2008. And so we've been consistent, and that's because we've had great players that have bought in, put the team first, sacrificed for the team, and because of that, we've built a program that has a great culture.
Scott Drew, and he is the coach, of course, of Baylor, national champions. How's that sound, Baylor? Yeah. Bear fans and coaches with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS
yeah,
Sports
it
Radio.
It really is fantastic, Coach, and you're easy to celebrate. We've had Macy Oteague on a couple of times, and such an unbelievable kid. And let me ask you about him and a couple of his backcourt mates. I know Jared Butler and Macy explored going to the NBA last year, and ultimately they decided to come back. Any insights on why they decided to do that and pursue this after an epic season last year that we all remember got canceled because of the coronavirus? Why did they decide to come back?
Well, first and foremost, thanks for having Macy on your show. He loved it. You guys treated him great. Second of all, nice. You see the quality character individuals we have.
No doubt.
Great basketball players, even better people. And last year, Macy had never played in the NCAA tournament. And as you know, most people aren't going to play in the NBA. So when you grow up, you work for that moment to play in the NCAA tournament. That's the pinnacle of the sport. And the hardest thing for coaches last year were teams that were going to be in the tournament. We were on the verge of the number one seed, first time in school's history. And then you have to tell everyone there's no NCAA tournament. So that was devastating for everybody. And that was a big reason I think a lot of them wanted to come back, because we didn't win the conference championship. And we did that this year, first time in 71 years. And then the next thing we accomplished was getting to the NCAA tournament, making it to the Final Four, the first time since 1950, and then obviously first time in school's history, winning it all. And these guys are competitive dudes. I mean, you just give them a challenge, and then they go after it. And that's part of our staff doing a great job bringing in competitive, high-character guys. But they wanted to come back and win a championship, and hats off to them. They worked hard to achieve it.
Yeah, you know, Coach, I don't know if anyone thought you guys had a chance to beat Gonzaga the way you beat Gonzaga. Maybe you were going to get a victory. It was going to be a tight one. I thought it was going to be a barn burner. But it makes me wonder, like, was there something that you saw that not very many other coaches or players saw that was something you can expose? I mean, in the first 10 minutes, it was like, man, this is heading towards a blowout in the first 10 minutes. Was there something special you guys did, or were you guys just balling, to keep it simple?
Well, I think first and foremost, you got to congratulate Gonzaga on an unbelievable year, and wire to wire, being ranked number one to the last game. And Coach Hughes, a Hall of Fame coach, did a phenomenal job. But also, you look at it with us before the pause, I think our closest game was 8 points, 9 points. I mean, we were dominating. And then we go on a 3-week pause, we come back, and we still won games, but we dropped 2, and we weren't as dominant. So then there's questions, can you recover in time for the tournament? And so a lot of people forgot how good we were before the pause. And then the blessing is we lost our conference tournament, so we were able to practice for the first time. And Tiki, you understand this. I mean, imagine 21 days, no football practice, and all of a sudden go out and play games.
Oh, we'd be terrible.
I mean, you can't do it. You
know? Oh, we'd be terrible.
We'd come back from a pause, play 6 games in 14 days, and all you're doing is practice. You're prepping for the game, playing the game, recovering, and playing another one. So there was no practice. And then we were able to, once we lost in the conference tournament, practice, and all of a sudden your defensive rotations, your closeouts, and everything start to come back. So I think we were really good. I know we were really good. And as we got back to form, I think you saw just how dominant we were. So then the question is, okay, without the pause, do both teams go undefeated? Because the reality is it was 1962, the last time two teams in the top three went the whole season in the top three and met in the championship. So I think you had two great teams, and I just think obviously we were peaking at the end. But I think we're really good, you know?
That's an understatement. You jumped on him. It's 9-0, Scott.
I love the simplicity of that.
Really, right? 16-4, 21-6. I'm saying, what the hell's going on? So, Scott, let me ask you that. We know, and it comes through very authentically every time you talk, you're a deep man of faith, and I can't imagine you worry too much about the future. You know, you live to be a good person today, and you put your faith in everything for tomorrow. I get that, and I do the same. I try to do the same thing. But I look at the 18-year stint now at Baylor. I believe you were at Valpo for only a year before Baylor. Was it 1 year or 2 years?
1 year.
Okay, 1 year at Valpo. Do you consider yourself a Baylor coach for life? I mean, would you ever, I almost hate to even ask you this, but would you ever consider ever moving and coaching somewhere else?
Well, I think first and foremost, if you're living by faith, if God tells you to do something, you do it. And I mean, Bill McCartney, remember when he was at Colorado, they won a championship and God called him to ministry. So with Promise Keepers, and what an unbelievable organization that was. And so with me, I mean, God called me here. When he calls me to go somewhere else or do something else, that's what I'll do. Until that, hopefully he blesses us with as many championships as possible, because winning is fun, as we all know.
Well, by the way, Scott, if it doesn't work out, I really like the person I'm going to mention, but if it doesn't work out for Mike Anderson, maybe God could call you to St. John's. We could use use a little renaissance.
BT calls St. John's games, coach. That's why he's saying that.
Hey, just so you know, Mike is at Missouri. We competed. In fact, they beat us in the Big 12 championship for 1 year. How about this?
Yeah.
1 year we lost three times to them in 2012, and we had – I mean, it was us, Missouri, and Kansas that year ranked in like the top 10 the whole year. But Mike is a heck of a coach.
Yes,
he does a great job.
Yep.
And he was one of the guys that congratulated me after the championship. So mad respect for him.
Yep.
He'll get it done at St. John's. No ifs, ands, or buts.
I agree. Class act,
yeah,
too. That, real gentleman.
Let's hope he gets the time. You know, Coach, we only have about a minute and a half here. But I think this is an important question. It took you a long time, 5 years before you started really feeling it, 18 years to ultimately win it. The college coaches get enough time in most programs, because sometimes it feels like we're just ready to kick them out the door after a couple of mediocre, or even just above average. It's like, yeah, we need somebody better. Do they get enough time?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this, and in all sincerity, recruits, coaches, past players, they don't come back for buildings. They come back for people and relationships. So the longer a staff is at a place, the more bought in the past players are, the more bought in the current players are. I mean, it becomes a family. It becomes a culture, because everybody's coming back. Everyone's sharing. Everyone's on the same page, same vision, same mission. When you're trading out every 3, 4, 5 years, there's really a lost direction. And the next thing with that is who people coming back to, who they tied into. So schools that have had coaches for a long time, Coach Self and I have been in the Big 12 the longest together, and they've obviously had a ton of success. You saw Coach Williams just retired.
Yeah.
He obviously had a ton of success. But as you know, not everyone's blessed to have that opportunity to have lean years and stay around.
Yeah.
Scott, first of all, it's a testimony to your character, to your basketball acumen. Again, took a long time to get to the top of the mountain. Quite frankly, I never thought Baylor would get there. I mean, I'm going back years ago. I just never envisioned this. It's a miracle, really, what you've done. And we wanted to get you back on the show. And Baylor Nation certainly enjoying this. It was an incredibly dominant performance against the great Gonzaga team. Special season, and now champions. Very fitting. Thank you very much, Coach.
Hey, thank you guys both for all you do for sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.